The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess and Alon Olson, and we're coming to you live from Reardon, Washington, Reardon High School, home of the Screaming Eagles. But this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, it has been the site of the District 6 1B basketball team tournament. All the B schools from the Canadian border down through Spokane all the way to Walla Walla played a regular season of 20 games so that five teams from this district could make it to the state regional playoffs. And there have been nine games played here between the Northeast 1B League and the Southeast 1B League. And the Southeast 1B League has won all nine of the games so far. The Southeast 1B teams will send five girls teams to state regionals. And so far, they're sending four boys teams to state. The game we're most interested, of course, the DeSales Irish. The 20-3 Irish under head coach Eric Wood, number one team out of the Southeast 1B, ranked number five in the state on a 13-game winning streak. Their opponent, a very familiar one, the Almira Cooley Heartline Warriors, the number one team out of the Northeast 1B, the number one ranked team in the state. They're number one in the Northeast B, of course. They're on a 15-game winning streak. DeSales played them twice last year in the district tournament championship game a year ago, losing to the Warriors, and then again at Spokane in the state semifinal games, losing to the Warriors again. The Irish would end up finishing third in the state. ACH would lose Salami Nation in the state championship game. So two of the premier 1B basketball programs on the boys' side in the state of Washington here in the District 6 championship game. We're glad you're with us. You listen to Irish postseason basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here in Reardon High School. Nice gymnasium. Reardon, a 2B school. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rows of bleachers on each side. Crimson and gray are their colors. A big R on the midcourt. The Elmira Kool-Aid Heartline Warriors are warming up down to our right. We're three rows up in the bleachers. We've got a table area, a press row table, and then the game side, court side scores table is down in front of us. So we've got a nice view from the ball game. The Irish boys coaching staff and their bench will be down to my right, and over to our left will be ACH. The Irish boys warming up. They'll be the home team uniform and home team on the scoreboard. White uniforms, forest green numbers, Vegas gold trim, and the Warriors of ACH, the designated road team in this one. The number one ranked team in the state, wearing black uniforms, white numbers. And it's going to be a good one. And it's been a good tournament for the Southeast 1B Conference against the Northeast 1B so far. All five girls teams from the Southeast 1B will advance to the state regional tournament next Friday and Saturday. And four Southeast boys teams will advance. Liberty Christian, ranked number two in the state, beat Welfinet 69-51. Our Touche Indians from down in the valley beat Selkirk in a loser out game yesterday, 62-53. Touche's boys, for the first time in the history of their school, will advance to state tournament play. Sunnyside Christian beat Inchilean today, 78-39, in another loser out ball game. And Garfield Palouse, the number one team out of the Wheat Division of the Southeast 1B, beat Northport 74-67. So Liberty Christian, Touche, Sunnyside Christian, and Garfield Palouse are into state regionals. The DeSales boys are guaranteed a spot at state regionals, as well as both these teams, DeSales and ACH, will advance. But Southeast 1B, 9-0 so far in the district tournament. The Irish boys will try to make it a clean sweep in this one. So the way state regionals works is the teams that advance out of this district tournament, they're also ranked on a computer ranking system called the RPI ranking system. And so tomorrow, the state officials that for the WIAA and a tournament committee will look at those computer rankings. They'll look at the results of all the district tournaments across the state, and they will seed the teams into a 20-team bracket. The top eight seeded teams are guaranteed double elimination, which means win or lose next weekend in a single game, they will advance to Spokane. If you're seeded 9th through 20, you have to win at state regionals to advance. In fact, the bottom four teams in that ranking, 17 through 20, actually will have to play a play-in game earlier in the week this coming week. Fun time of year, and the Irish boys are in the thick of it. They finished third in the state 3 years in a row, and they'll try to get the monkey of the ACH Warriors off their back, losing to the Warriors in this district championship game last year and losing to them in the semifinals at state last year. Going to be a very, very competitive ball game. We'll take a closer look at both these teams when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did.
please check out our inventory at DelGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here from Reardon, Washington. The district championship game on the boys' side is just about ready to tip off. The Irish boys went 3-0 in the Southeast 1B tournament, beat Pomeroy 77-46, beat Garpal by 30 at Garpal 72-42, a game of note in my notes. ACH's only loss this season was to Liberty Bell, a 2B school. Their closest win was 55-43. Against Garpal. They beat Garpal by 12. All their other opponents, they beat by 20 or more points. So Garpal's boys gave them the best game, but I know you can't always keep score or compare scores. That game was back on January 27th. And then in the district, the league championship game, we beat Liberty Christian for the second time this year. Liberty Christian's only losses this season. They're ranked number 2 in the state, both their losses to DeSales. We won the league championship 66-58. Spencer Green led the Irish with 22 points, Malachi Raymond with 15, Maddox Filan with 14, and then Cohen Wood, the 6-foot junior, 10 points, but he played great defense on their top player, Riker Wagaman. Wagaman had 11 first quarter points. Coach Wood put Cohen on him for the rest of the ball game, and he had 10 the rest of the way. ACH 21-1, ranked number 1 in the state. They breeze through their league tournament, beat Chesterton 79-39, Inchilean 76-41, and Wellpinit 67-35. But keep in mind, it seems like the Southeast League is definitely a better, more competitive conference than the Northeast, as all 9 of the games so far in this tournament have been won by Southeast teams. But ACH, they returned 4 starters from last year's team that finished 2nd, 8 players on their roster overall, and a team that beat DeSales twice last year, 61-50 in the district championship. And in the state semis, the Irish led 44-41 going into the fourth quarter, that semifinal game, and then got outscored 23-12 by the Warriors and lost the ball game 64-56. The Irish didn't end up finishing 3rd for the 3rd year in a row. ACH ended up losing in the championship game to Lummi Nation. We're going to take a look at the starting lineups and have the opening tip-off when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups. For Elmira Cooley Heartline, the Warriors under head coach Graham Grindy. And that Grindy name is going to be said a lot tonight. Nolan Grindy, a 6'1" freshman. He started last year as an 8th grader and had 16-22 points in the games against the Irish. Josh Booker, a 6-foot senior, will start. He had 26 points and 14 points and 6 rebounds in 2 games against the Irish last year. Max Grindy, a 6'4" junior, will start. He had 7-13 points in 2 games against the Irish. So the Grindy brothers and Booker, all big-time scorers. Brady Roberts, a 6'3 senior, will start. And the 5th starter, Caden Correa, a 5'11 senior. For DeSales, Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior. Cohen Wood, the 6-foot junior. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior. Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, and Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior. And we're about ready to go as they are right on schedule here. Spencer Green, just a quick note, he is 8 points away from 2,000 points in his career. We hope he gets it here, maybe even in the first quarter. Malachi Raymond controls the tip back to Maddox Filan. Irish will have the first possession of the ball game in those home white uniforms, working to our left. Wood with it on the right wing. High post to Filan. That's Manning. Now to Maddox. Maddox drives to the right elbow against Grindy. Kick out to Raymond. Raymond for three. He's got it. Malachi Raymond. Malachi Raymond hits the three. Sorry, Lon. Lon had my pen. I had to write down that three ball. Right wing. Rip City. And quickly the other way comes ACH. Irish hunkered down and up man-to-man defense. Grindy on the drive. That's Nolan kicking the right corner to Correa, and Correa hits a three. So both teams run their set offense and get Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. Two heavyweights in the 1B classification. Green drives in, spins to the basket, and lays it in. Irish up 5-3. Nolan Grindy, the freshman, bringing it up court. Maddox filing on him. He hesitates, now drives baseline, cut off. Kick up top, it goes to Bayless. Bayless, a 6'2 junior, is their fifth star. I'm missing a starter for them. Now on the drive is Max Grindy. He scores it. So Bayless is starting. Roberts is not starting. Okay. We're tied at five. Green drives in, puts up a tough shot around Grindy and scores it. Went to his left hand, put it, and then up and under with the right hand to score it against the taller Max Grindy. Max Grindy is 6'4". Spencer's 5'10". He's gone inside on him twice. Irish up 7-5. Ball knocked away by Raymond. Run down in the corner by Booker. Booker gets it to Bayless. And Bayless drives in strong and scores it. So each team has scored on all three of their early possessions. What a ball game early. We're tied at 7. 2 minutes into the ball game. Both teams, both fan groups chanting defense. It's been all offense so far. Maddox Filan, deep three, left wing. He's got it. Rip City. Every shot has gone through the cylinder here at Reardon High School in this district championship game. Irish up 10-7. Somebody needs to get a stop. There's a three on the way by Booker. He hits it. 10-10. Back and forth we go. Wow. Left wing pass to Green into front court. Down low to Manning Filan. Who's going to blink first? Manning backing in. Tries to get Booker in there. Can't do it. Finds Wood on a cut. Wood lays it in. The sails up 12-10. Somebody get a stop here. Grindy over in the left corner to Correa. Correa for three off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Our first missed shot comes at the 5:15 mark of the first quarter. Raymond with the rebound. Irish come the other way. The sails up 12-10. Coach Wood says slow down. Green on the drive. Takes it around two players and he's fouled. Ooh, might have got away with a travel there. Graham Grindy, the father of two of the players out there, wanted a travel call. So the first foul of the game is going to go against Tucker Bayless, his first. So each team has had four different players score. Nobody open inside. They get out top to Spencer. Grindy on him. Now cutting him off is Booker out front. Down low to Manning Filan. Manning puts it up off the glass. Too strong. Won't go. He was open inside, didn't finish. So each team has missed one now. The Irish up 12-10. Behind the defense is Booker. Booker misses a shot, but he's fouled. DeSales, a breakdown on defense there as they were defending the perimeter, but Booker got behind everybody. And they can't lose him. And that foul's on Malachi Raymond. So that will stop the clock with 4:48 to go in a quickly played, high-scoring start to this ballgame. 12-10, DeSales with the lead. Booker has a three-pointer for his bucket in the game, and he'll try to tie it back up with two free throws. His first one is off the mark. Now, I had one of my keys down is play great defense, which we have been, and we've got to rebound better. Liberty Christian out-rebounded us in that league championship game. But there haven't been many shots to rebound. There's a second free throw up, and it won't go, and the Irish get called for a lane violation. All right. So Booker missed them both. But the Irish were in the lane too quick. And so Booker takes advantage. He hits the next one. So Irish with the ball and the lead at 12-11. Their second possession of having the ball and the lead. Up top to Raymond. Head fake. Tries to drive on Bayless. Cut off. in the right corner now to Wood. Up top to Green. Spencer Green drives to the top of the key. Open for a second now. A new player, Roberts, who was on my list as a starter. He's coming off the bench. Now Maddox with it. He'll shoot from the 16-foot mark on the baseline. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Ball still loose. Controlled by Bayless. Warriors want to run. Grindy on the baseline. Tries to dump it into Booker, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good hustle by DeSales, getting back in transition defense as the Warriors were trying to run. Down to our right, they'll inbound under their own basket. Nolan Grindy, the freshman, who started last year as an eighth grader. He gets it into Roberts. Back to Grindy. That's Nolan. Nolan on the drive. Elevates from the right elbow. Shot in and out. Rebound by Raymond. Irish holding the Warriors to one shot. DeSales up 12-11. Well, after the fast start, the teams are slowed down a little bit offensively. Green from the right corner for three. He's got it. Baby. Spencer Green, 7 points. He's 1 point away from 2,000, and the Irish are up 15-11. 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Inside it goes to Bayless. No room to shoot. Out on top to Grindy. That's the older Grindy. He's got it. Max Grindy hits a three. Each team has hit three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Irish are down the front court, leading 15-14. Left corner to Raymond. Up top to Green. Green, a little ball fake. Cut off at the left elbow. Kick out to Raymond. Three on the way. He's got it! Malachi Raymond hits the three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. The Irish have opened up an 18-14 lead. Boy, these teams are both shooting the ball very well. Still 3:10 to go, first quarter. Right wing pass goes to Max Grindy. Now top of the key to Roberts. Roberts down low to Bayless. Bayless can't get around Raymond. Kick back out to Nolan Grindy. Shot clock at 10. Grindy dumps it down low to Bayless. Backing in on Raymond. No room to shoot. Now to Roberts. Now to Grindy. That's the older one. He takes a shot. Won't go. Rebound. Offensive board by Booker. Booker has it stripped away by Maddox Vilen. Irish up 18-14 with the ball. 2:48 to go, first quarter. On the right wing to Manning Vilen. To Maddox. High post now. Left wing outside the arc, actually, to Wood. Now back to Malachi. Now to Green. Deep three left wing. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebounded by the Warriors. Nolan Grindy quickly up court. It goes to Booker. Booker tries to press the issue. Splits two defenders. Can't hit the shot. He takes the rebound away from Raymond. Then he has his putback blocked. He gets it back again and scores it. So Josh Booker, 6 points, not to be denied there. And a timeout to Sales. 2:18 to go, first quarter. A lot of offense early. The Sales up 18-16. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, both teams really like the shooting atmosphere here. The first six shots of the game all hit the bottom of the net. Irish up 18-16 with the ball. Manning filing down low, gets inside, puts up a tough shot and scores it. Every Irish starter has scored. Nice set play off the timeout. Irish up 20-16. Again, the front court to Max Grindy. Max drives right elbow, cut off, kick it out to Correa. Correa back in the right corner to Max Grindy. Up top to Nolan Grindy. Deep three out near the libero line. Rip City. Nothing but net. That was a long one beyond NBA range. 20-19. DeSales up by one now. Maddox filing on the right wing. Gets it in the right corner to Manning. Or to Malachi Raymond. Now to Green. Nolan Grindy on Green. Green draws a double team as he gets the foul line. Now to Maddox. Maddox cut off by Brody Pitts, who's checked in. Now to Green. Green spins inside, takes a shot. He's fouled. Spencer Green driving in from the left side. Got fouled by Nolan Grindy. So the second foul on ACH. Spence will be at the line to shoot two. He needed eight to reach 2,000. This would be it, and he does. 2,000 points in his career for Spencer Green, and it comes at the 1:26 mark of the first quarter of the district championship game. Second free throw is also good. 2001. And the Irish are up 22-19. Pass into front court. Irish showing some token pressure. And then Spencer Green hits the deck hard as Nolan Grindy pushed him off. Shot won't go. Rebound by Bayless. Out top to Max Grindy. He hits a three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three, and we're tied at 22. So Spencer picked up Nolan Grindy as he came across the timeline, and Grindy stiff-armed him hard, and Spencer went right down on the court hard. Right corner pass goes to Manning Filan, up top to Maddox. Maddox, no room to shoot, gets it up top to Wood. Correa on him. We're tied at 22, inside a minute to go. First quarter, high-scoring first quarter. Irish five on the shot clock. Wood will take a deep three, and it's short. So DeSales, for the first time, one of these teams looks like they struggled on offense, and it was the Irish, as they do not get a decent shot up and a shot clock violation, our first of the ballgame. We're tied at 22, 38.8 seconds to go in the quarter. ACH has not led in the ballgame. It's been tied on several occasions. Correa with the ball. Mateo Jimenez has checked in for Manning Filan in the corner of Max Grindy. Shoots a three, won't go. Rebound, Bayless. Bayless gets the ball in front of, and his putback is blocked by Raymond, but it goes right to Correa, who puts it in. So the Warriors starting to hit the offensive boards. Irish now down two. 10 seconds to go. Spencer Green fires a deep three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebounded by Pitts. Pitts will come the other way. 3 seconds to Correa. Correa fires a tough three. It's off the mark, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. Well, a high-scoring first quarter. The Warriors did not lead until the final basket of the quarter. After 8 minutes of this district championship game, ACH 24, DeSales 22. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Warriors will start the second quarter with the ball. 9 3-point field goals in the first quarter. Nolan Grindy fires an open one from the right wing off the mark. Rebound by Max Grindy. They'll reset of the third offensive rebound early, and Coach Wood is really frustrated with the lack of rebounding from the Irish. Down low to Grindy, a little right-handed hook shot off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Cohen Wood. And we got a whistle and a timeout as they got some water on the floor.
The cap went out on the middle of the floor.
Yeah, Coach Wood.
Dropped his water bottle. He just dropped it, Coach.
Yeah, he just dropped the water bottle as we gave up about our fifth offensive rebound. But the Irish survive all that. Now the Warriors look like they're going to show some full court pressure as they finish the quarter on a 5-0 run. After the Irish were up, I think, 22-19. They're still wiping up the floor. Where's the game management staff?
That'd be nice to have a mop or a dry towel.
Yeah. Well, wild start to this one. Spencer Green, 9 points, including his 2,000th point at 1:26 to go in the quarter, first quarter on a free throw. 6 points for Malachi Raymond, 3 for Maddox Filan, 2 for Cohen Wood, 2 for Manning Filan. The Irish are 2 for 2 from the line. The Warriors, though, have played 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players early. The Sales, Mateo Jimenez is the only player that's come off the Irish bench. 8 points for Max Grindy, 6 points for Josh Booker, 5 for Caden Correa, So the Irish got to, they've got the water cleaned up off the floor. They've got to clean up their effort, rebounding against the Warriors. Green brings it to front court, up top to Maddox Filand. Maddox fires a three off the back iron, won't go. Rebound by Brody Pitts. Well, both teams, you knew they couldn't keep shooting the way they did early. Both teams have cooled off now. They're settling in into a very competitive ball game here in the district championship game. Grindy gets a backside cut to Booker. Booker double pump scores. I'm guessing that play was drawn up at the end of the quarter, and the Warriors are now on, I think, a 9-0 run. Eight or nine. Malachi Raymond gets it up top to Green. He'll fire a deep three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound by Max Grindy. The Sales in a little bit of a funk right now. Max Grindy goes right by Green and lays it in. The Warriors are exerting themselves. They've opened up a six-point lead. The Irish led by four a couple times in the first quarter. Right wing to Malachi Raymond. Up top to Green. Spencer, 12-footer air. It's short, way short. The Irish are taking some tough shots right now. Here comes Max Grindy. Jimenez on him. Grindy pulls up from 12 straight away off the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Booker fights hard for it. Goes out of bounds off of DeSales. Booker, 6-foot senior, but he knows how to rebound. He had 26 points against the Irish in the district championship game last year. DeSales getting beat on the boards early. Jackson Gazelle checks in for Maddox Filand. Jimenez out of the game as Manning Filand comes back in. Inbound to Max Grindy. Grindy on the drive. Tries to get Raymond in the air. Goes around him and lays it in. Max Grindy has 12 points to lead all scorers. An 11-0 run for the Warriors. They're up 30-22. DeSales has not scored here in the second quarter. 2 minutes into the second quarter. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Wood spins to the lane on Correa. A little 5-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rebounded by Bayless. The lid is on the basket for the Irish. They're taking individual shots, not getting shots out of their set offense, and they're not able to slow the Warriors down at the other end. They get down low to Bayless, splits two defenders, and lays it in. Timeout to Sales. The second quarter has been all ACH. They've outscored the Irish 8-0 here in the second stanza. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the ACH Warriors, the number one ranked team in the state at 21-1, and after a shootout in the first about 4 minutes of the ball game, in fact, the first 2 minutes of the game, six field goals, three by each team, nobody had missed, but the Warriors have put the clamps on the Irish. The Irish are up 22-19, I think it was. They've now been outscored 13-0, including eight in a row here in the second quarter. The Irish have yet to score. Timeout over. Green gets in the front court to Gazelle. Gazelle will fire three. He hits it. All right. Jackson Gazelle left wide open. And the Hank Warden-Edward Jones three, the fifth of the game for the Irish. They're down 32-25. And now up top it goes to Bayless. Let's get a stop now. Nolan Grindy on the right wing. Passes down low to Bayless. Bayless gets spins inside, lays it in. The Sales getting beat on the block. The Warriors executing very well. The wing side entry passes to the block. 34-25. The Warriors shooting percentage has got to be around 80%. Manning Filand drives, spins in, tries to get Booker in the air, can't do it, but tough pass, tipped away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. ACH doing a great job defensively of staying on their feet and staying in the passing lanes. Green looking to inbound it. Nobody open inside. He throws it out high to Malachi Raymond, who comes to the ball. Back in the right corner to Green. Right on him is Nolan Grindy. Green looking for a screen. None there. Up top the Manning flag. Back to Green. Eight on the shot clock. Green on the drive. Spins inside. Takes a tough shot. It won't go. Rebounded by Nolan Grindy. Outlet to Bayless. Oh, check that. That's Max Grindy. Max Grindy on the drive all the way to the lane and in. DeSales getting beat on the boards or getting beat on the coast-to-coast drives. Irish down 11, 36-25. Right elbow pass to Manukai Raymond. His shot won't go. Manning Filan fights for the rebound. Cazale gets it. Wood drives it, puts up a little four-footer. He's got it. DeSales got to just keep scrapping and survive this. They're down 9, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Got to stay close. Keep it under 10. Out top to Booker. Booker for three. He's got it. Josh Booker, the 6 foot senior, 11 first half points. That is the 6 3-point basket for the Warriors. And now an offensive foul on Jackson Gazelle with a moving screen. The Sales defensively has no answer right now for the Warriors. 39 points. And we still got 3:48 to go in the first half. Defense has been the hallmark of the Irish turnaround here in the new year, as they were 7-3 going right after Christmas break, and then have won 13 in a row since then. They get inside to Bayless. Up top it goes to Roberts. Swing it to Max Grindy. Three on the way. He's got it. Rip City. Nothing but net. 17 first half points for Max Grindy. Slide inside. Manning Filan puts it in. Irish down 42-29. 3:16 to go first half. The Grindys and Booker just too much right now. Left wing to Nolan Grindy. Drives baseline on Maddox Filan. Cut off by Maddox. On the baseline. Leans into a tough shot. Shot won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Irish will bring it up court. Good defensive rebound for Malachi. I see if they can score two in a row here. You get to Wood. Up top now to Manning. Fire. Manning will fire the three off the iron. Won't go. Rebound by Booker. All black shirts underneath on the boards. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Max Grindy cut off on the drive on the baseline. Finds Booker on the right side. His shot blocked from behind by Raymond. Gets it back. Shot still won't go by Booker. Rebound tip controlled by Green. Irish got a run. They have three black shirts in backcourt, but they hustle back now. Now Green with it. He drives in, lays it in on the right side. Spencer's first bucket of the second quarter. The Irish are down 42-31. Nolan Grindy quickly the other way. Finds Bayless down low. Leans into one over Filan. Won't go. Manning Filan with a strong rebound. Now to Green. They've got a 3-on-2. Green on the left side to Maddox Filan. Can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Spencer. Spencer drives baseline. Gets by Roberts. Puts up a tough shot. It won't go. Rebound by Max Grindy. Irish down 42-31. Max Grindy inside. He's fouled by Maddox Filan on the reach in. That's not going to be a shooting foul. It's on the drive. So the Sales a little bit gassed here. Very few substitutions. Now here comes Jake Warwick for the first time. A 6 foot sophomore, and Mateo Jimenez checks in. They get it inbounds to Correa. Correa's pass up top tipped away. Roberts tries to save it. He will to Grindy. And now a timeout by Coach Graham Grindy. 25 seconds on the shot clock, 1:51 on the first half game clock. The Irish need to stop here on defense, trailing 42-31. ACH with the ball, and we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call BD Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Yeah, the Sales defense has not found a way to slow down the Warriors. A high-scoring first quarter, the Irish down 24-22. They led to the final minute of the quarter, but the second quarter has been all Warriors. An 8-0 run to start the quarter. 5, 7, 9, 11, 14, 18-9 unofficially. The Irish have been outscored in this quarter, but still time to get back in it. Down 11, 1:51 to go in the half. Warriors inbound it just to our right out front of the Irish bench. They'll run their play, drawn up by Coach Grindy, during that timeout. They get to Max Grindy in the lane to Bayless. Gets behind the defense. He's fouled. He scores. Bayless split the interior defense, and the Warriors keep doing that. The Irish interior defenders not able to keep a body in front of the Warriors. They get skinny and go right between the double teams. So Jimenez fouls. So nice execution by the Warriors out of that timeout. They're the number one ranked team in the season in the 1B division for a reason. Bayless completes the three-point play. The Warriors have their biggest lead, I think it is, 45-31. Green on the drive, shoots it over three players, off the back iron again, off the mark, won't go. Roberts with the rebound. Green steals it from him right in front of the Warrior bench. Now he cross-court passes it between the circles of Maddox Five. Now to Jimenez. Jimenez goes in and runs right over the top of a Warrior defender. Offensive foul, Mateo Jimenez. 1:13 to go in the half. The Sales now down 14. And now we've got some perspiration on the fall. So note to the Reardon game management staff. Next time you host a tournament or any game, you should have some people out to wipe up the perspiration. They've got plenty of gray towels laying around, but nobody to work them. Nolan Grindy on the drive up top to Bayless. Bayless drives down the right side to cut off to Jimenez. Now they'll swing it around. Now it's Max Grindy with the ball up top to Bayless. Now to Correa. Correa left to right. He shoots a three from up top. He hits it. Boy, the Warriors are so hot. One, two, three. 8 3-point field goals in this first half. 48-31 Warriors. We're in the final minute of the first half. Up top it goes to Raymond. Now to Jimenez. Jimenez drives right to left side, and he's fouled, and they call this one a blocking foul. And that, now both the two officials blew the whistle. Now they're going to discuss whether it's a block. They're going to call block. A blocking foul on Brady Roberts. ACH has a lot of fans here. Over half the gym is full of ACH fans. Their girls team played in the previous game. It got beat by Garpal's girls. And the Irish folks, they've got probably about 50 or so people here. Most of the fans sitting behind the Irish bench. Irish down 48-31 now. Down 17. And they're going to try to find some positive action here off the inbound. They get to Maddox Fine. Drives in, cut off. Now Wood. Wood on the drive. He's stripped by Brody Pitts. And Brody Pitts gets it to Max Grindy, who's slowed down by Raymond. Now Nolan Grindy. 24 seconds to go. 22 on the shot clock. Grindy on the three. Won't go. Rebound Cohen Wood. Outlet to Spencer.
One shot.
18 in the quarter. Spencer Green working on Nolan Grindy. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Spencer drives in. Pass knocked away by Max Grindy. Nolan Grindy's got it. He's in the front court. Pass inside. Knocked out of bounds. They say off of the Warriors. Boy, the Irish got a break there. So now 5.7 seconds to go. Don't let the black shirts get it again. Spencer will push it to the half court line, get it to Malachi Raymond, deep three left wing off the iron, it won't go. A huge second quarter for the Warriors. They outscore the Irish by 15 points in the second quarter. DeSales down 48-31 at the half on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, for the first 2 minutes of this ball game, the ball never touched the floor without going through the net after a shot by either team. The first quarter, a shootout. The Sales led the whole first quarter till the final bucket of the quarter gave the Warriors a 24-22 lead after 8 minutes. The teams combined for 9 first quarter Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, 4 by the Irish, 5 by DeSales. Spencer Green scored his 2,000th point of his career on a free throw with 1:26 to go in the first quarter. And a little side note, the Irish fans presented Spencer with a commemorative poster of his 2,000 point, which is quite a feat. I've done a lot of basketball games over the years, and a lot of times teams will stop the game to recognize a player who had his 1,000th point, and Spencer is the first one I ever remember getting 2,000 points. And it's been done in the state. He's not the state's leading scorer all time, but 2,000 points in a career is extremely impressive. But I'm sure Spencer would like to get back on track. After scoring 9 first quarter points, Spencer had only 1 field goal in the second quarter as the Irish were outscored 24-9 in the second stanza. The biggest lead of the game is the lead right now, 48-31, ACH. 17-point deficit. And that's the bad news. The good news, the Irish have a half of basketball to get this squared away. And the even better news is the Irish will advance to state regional play regardless of the outcome of this game. We'll take a look at the teams that are advancing to state tournament play when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales boys on the season giving up about 50 points per game defensively, and they've given up 48 in the first half against a hot, hot shooting ACH Warriors team. As I don't have access to shooting stats. Nowadays, they just film the game, and then the app or whatever you call it does all the stats for you off the film. But the Irish down 48-31. The good news is both these teams will advance to the state tournament. Advancing to the state tournament right now that we know of in our district, the Sales and ACH's boys, Liberty Christian, will advance. Wellpinit of the Northeast League will advance. Touche will advance. Sunnyside Christian and Garfield Palouse will advance. So the Southeast League had won all nine games in this district tournament in matchup with the Northeast League, and ACH really flexing their muscle here as the number one ranked team in the state. And DeSales going to have to find a way to answer here in the second half, down 17. Shout out to Touche. The Touche Redhawks will go to the state tournament and state regional play. The format's a little different than it used to be. It used to be a straight 16 teams go to Spokane. Now 20 teams will play state regional games next week. Next weekend, eight of those teams are guaranteed a trip to Spokane, and the other eight teams have to win at least one game during state regionals to advance. So the Touche Redhawks, depending on where they're seated, will play a loser out game to get to Spokane, or if they can receive double elimination status, which is not likely, the Redhawks need to win one more to make it to Spokane. But congratulations to Scott Pumphrey and the Touche Redhawk community as they beat Selkirk 62-53 and will play in state regionals. Now the Irish boys, they finished third in the state the last 3 years. Their biggest nemesis last year, ACH, beat the Irish in the district championship game and beat them in the state semifinals. And the Irish boys have some work to do to get back into this one, down 48-31. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. Let's look at the halftime stats. The Warriors with their 48 points. Graham Grindy got seven players in the ballgame. Five of them score points. Three for Nolan Grindy. He's typically one of their top scorers, but they've got a lot of weapons. And then 8 points for Caden Correa. 9 points for Tucker Bayless. Seven in that second quarter. He's done a nice job on the offensive boards. 11 points for Josh Booker. He has been tough on the Irish twice last year, especially last year's district tournament where he had 26. And he can score inside. He can score outside. He's 6 foot senior. He's not overly tall, but he handles himself really well. And then Max Grindy, 6'4 junior. In two games last year, he combined to score a total of 20. He has 17 in the first half of this one. Three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and 4 2-point field goals. The Irish will start the second half with the ball. Working to my right, Irish are led by Spencer Green's 11 points. He has it on the right side, drives into the right side, kisses off the glass, and in. So the Irish score first to start the second half. Irish down 48-33. Defensive chant is from the Irish bench down to my right. Bayless gets it on the baseline. Backing in on Phelan, spins right around him and lays it in. Tucker Bayless, 6'2 junior, got the mismatch against the 5'9" Maddox Filan and spun around him and laid it in. Irish down 50-33. Up top the green. Green on the drive. Cuts to the lane strong and he scores and he's fouled. Spencer. 9 first quarter points, just 2 in the second quarter. He's hit his first 2 shots here of the third quarter. And the foul's on Bayless, his second. DeSales got to the free throw line just once in the first half, that in the first quarter by Spencer. The Warriors 2 of 3 from the line. Spencer hits the free throw to complete the 3-point play. Got to just chip away, find a way to get it under 10 by the end of the quarter. Pass inside to Booker, no room to shoot, now to Max Grindy. He goes through 3 players and scores it. Wow, what footwork by Max Grindy. Coach Wood wanted a travel call. 52.
I wanted a three in the key call.
Okay. Maddox filing up top to Green. Green on the dribble drive. Cut off by Maddox. Max Grindy, he loses his footing and he travels. And Nolan Grindy, that was Nolan Grindy guarding him. 6'1 freshman helps him up. 52-36, Irish down 16. Warriors with the ball. Nolan and Max Grindy bring it up court. Now between the circles to Correa. Now left wing to Grindy. That's Max to Correa, right corner to Nolan Grindy. Looks inside for Bayless, nobody open. Up top to Booker, open for 3. He's got it. Josh Booker, all 3 of his 3-pointers have been the Rip City variety, nothing but net. That 6-foot senior is really making it hard on the Irish. They've got 3 legit scores. Malachi Raymond drives strong off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Max Grindy. Irish down 55-36. In the left corner to Correa. 3 on the way, he's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. Another Rip City job. These guys are shooting the lights out here at Reardon. And a timeout to Sales. Coach Wood called the timeout well after the whistle. Maddox finally hit the 3, but boy, 58-36. Warriors scored 10 points in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
That was kind of a cheap shot.
Well, the Irish have to find some way. I don't know what the answer is to stop a team that's shooting as hot as they are, but got to find a way to get a hand right in their face out there at the three-point line. Run them off that three-point line somehow. They have made 10 three-point field goals in this ball game. 58-36, the Warriors up by 22 points. Green on the dribble drive, puts it up and in. Well, Spencer's the guy right now. He's got all 7 of the Irish's second half points. Warriors have baskets from 4 different players. Bayless on the drive, backs in on Raymond. Can't stop Booker with the rebound, and it's tipped in. Another putback by the Warriors. 60-38, Irish down by 22. Green on the drive as it slapped away as he tried to dump a pass down low to Manning Filan off the Warriors. Green looks inbound to get to Wood. Wood, a little 12-footer on the baseline. He's got it. Cohen Wood scores it. Irish down 20, 60-40. Only one team has played these guys closer to 20 points at the 1B level. That was Garfield Palouse on January 27th. Max Grindy from the corner, 3-pointer, nothing but net. Wow. That makes 11 three-point field goals. 63-40 Warriors. Green on the drive, goes up strong. He's fouled. Both the Grindys were there, and they will make Spencer earn it at the free throw line. We'll see which one it's on. They both met him there. It's on to Max Grindy, his first. So Spencer back at the free throw line to shoot 2. Spencer's got 18 points. Max Grindy leads all scorers with 22. Spencer's first free throw is good. Irish were down 17 at the half. They trail by 22 right now. Spencer hits them both. And Coach Wood's gonna put the press on, make them play fast. We can't seem to stop them in the half court game. We'll try to stop. Well, some token pressure now as Max Grindy brings it to front court. Gets the screen out front. Now Manning file. Now to Booker. Booker to Correa. Correa back to Booker on a little pick and roll. Booker down low on Green. Puts it up and in. These guys are very fundamentally sound. They can score inside. They can score outside. Traditional pick and roll play. Booker now with 18. Now Maddox filing the drive. Cut off by Correa. Up top it goes to Manning filing. Up top. To Maddox. Now to Spencer. Spencer on the drive goes up strong and lays it in. Spencer, 12 of the Irish's 14 points in the second half. The Irish got to find a way to get a stop. Correa drives baseline, puts up a little 8-footer. He's got it.
Wow.
These guys are amazing. Hats off to them. 67 to 44. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Well, the Sales challenged him in the first quarter. And they answered it. And now Maddox Filand hits a three from the left wing. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three by Maddox. Irish down 20, 67 to 47. Just got to keep competing and keep your confidence up heading to the state tournament next week. Max Grindy shot inside, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of the black-shirted Warriors. Booker's going to sit down with a break. The six-foot senior has scored in every quarter. He has 18 points. Coach Wood says, let's have a sense of urgency here. The Irish got to get it up the buck quick. Right wing to Malachi Raymond. He puts a head fake on, drives the basket, shot won't go. Offensive rebound, Manning file. Got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Malachi got to the right elbow, elevated with the head fake, and then went up and under, but couldn't finish the shot. But the Manning filing rebound and the foul away from the ball on Tucker Bayless, his third. Getting bound to Manning filing. Now to Malachi Raymond. To Green on the left wing. Down low to Manning filing. Backing in on Max Grindy. Has it knocked away, gets it back, puts a shot up and won't go. Boy, he took a lot of contact right in the thighs.
What are you doing, Justin?
Yeah. Gee whiz. Well, the Warriors come the other way. There's a steal by Green. Back is Pitts, who's coming to the ball game. Green goes up strong, can't hit the shot. He's fouled by Pitts.
Oh, we got that one.
Now, that previous possession, Manning filing at 5'10", working against Max Grindy at 6'4", who worked a couple post moves. On the second one, he got him off balance, and Grindy fell into the legs of Manning filing as he was shooting the shot. No call. I mean, how are you supposed to shoot the ball when some guy's laying on your thighs? Well, Green hits the free throw. Spencer, 12 points in the quarter, 23 for the game. Manning filing comes out. Mateo Jimenez is in. Bayless checks out with the three fouls. And Roberts comes in for the Warriors. 67-48. Green's second free throw is good. Spencer having a great ball game. 67-49. The Warriors have three offensive weapons. Right now the Irish have one. Roberts gets it on the inside. Gets Jimenez in the air. Dumps it to Booker. Booker's shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Goes out to Max Grindy. The Sales getting beat to the second chance opportunities. Booker up top to Correa. This was a problem for the Irish against Liberty Christian that the Irish were over to overcome in that league championship game. But offensive rebounds and second and third chance opportunities have been... Oh, there's a drive to the basket by Max Grindy. You know, they got that Euro step thing. They don't call that traveling, but there, Jimenez tries it the other way. Wild shot won't go. Rebound Correa. Warriors up 20, 2:19 to go, third quarter. Correa with Green on him. Left wing pass goes to Pitts. Pitts up top to Roberts. Coach Grindy able to substitute quite a bit here in the ballgame with the 20-point lead. Up top to Booker, goes through his hands. He runs it down. 10 on the shot clock. Now Correa with it. Dump it inside to Booker. Booker has it slapped away by Maddox Filand. Good defense there. Malachi with the loose ball gets it to Maddox. Back to Malachi. Coach Wood wants us to run. Now I get it to Spencer. Spencer, a deep three between the circles. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Max Grindy. All black shirts underneath. Grindy wants to run. Wood cuts him off. Gets it to Correa. Correa now will try to drive. Cut off. Gets it to Roberts. They'll reset the offense. Now to Grindy on the right wing. 18 on the shot clock. Grindy, a three-pointer. In and out. Stays out. Wow. They had that one and wanted to go in. They've hit 11 of them in the ball game. Irish down by 20. 1 minute 20 to go in the half. Third quarter. Albert to Raymond. Raymond for three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Long rebound. Wood in the left corner. They get it to Raymond on a cut to the basket. Puts it up off the glass and in. So Cohen Wood runs down a rebound in the corner. The Irish get a bucket and get it down to 18. They trail by 17 at the half. Booker up top. Now left wing to Correa. Now to Roberts. A minute to go in the first third quarter. Max Grindy on the right wing with it. Wood checking him. Max Grindy on the drives. Loses the handle inside. Gets the ball back. And that's a traveling violation. A little late with the whistle there, but they got it right. So the Irish, the last couple possessions, the defense has been better.
There's a double dribble in there, too. They could have had one of three calls.
Yeah, well, we got the ball back. And now they'll get it to Maddox Filan. 48 on the third quarter clock. Jackson Gazelle has checked in. He's got the ball up top to Jimenez. Now to Malachi Raymond. Baseline to Green. Goes right by Roberts. Has a shot blocked from behind. And then out of bounds off the Warriors. So Brady Roberts, another senior, a 6'3 senior. They have 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors on their roster. So now they're going to talk this over. The shot clock reset, but the shot was blocked out of bounds. And it's, so they reset the shot clock to 17 seconds.
36. Hit the rim.
It did?
It did not.
Yeah. Raymond on the right wing with on the inbound. Now to Spencer Green. They send two players at him. He drives anyway. Kick left corner to Gazelle. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Spencer Green. Spencer double teamed in the corner. Far right corner to Raymond. Up top to Max Fine. Back to Green. Three on the way. Left wing. He's got it. The Spencer Green, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and the Irish are down by 15. I think they were down by as many as 24. 10 seconds to go in the half. Get a stop here. Nolan Grindy, left corner pass to Correa. Three on the way. It's short. Rebound Raymond. Raymond throws a three-quarter court shot. It's going to be off the mark, but a nice finish to the third quarter. The Sales, I think, on a 7-0 run to cut it down to a 15-point game. 69-54. The Sales trails ACH with 8 minutes left in this District 6 championship game on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales outscored in the first quarter 24-22. Very competitive. Not so competitive in the second quarter. Outscored 24-9. The Sales does outscore the Warriors 23-21 in the third quarter. They start the fourth quarter trailing by 15. And the Warriors will start the fourth quarter, with the ball. Pass down low to Max Grindy. Stolen by Spencer Green. What a game Spencer's having. 27 points. 16 of those in that third quarter, and he gets the steal there. Gazelle gets it to Raymond. Back to Spencer. Spencer on the drive. Goes all the way to the basket. Shot blocked from behind by Max Grindy. And there's a foul on Grindy. And Spencer went down hard. He's going to retie his shoe and see. It was a nice foul on the ball, but he came down on the back of his legs after the shot.
Wow.
That's two on Grindy.
Talk about a delayed whistle.
Boy, it was a wide open lane. Spencer drove down, and Max Grindy, a 6'4" junior, trailed him, blocked the shot from behind, but came down on the back of Spencer's legs. Spencer's first free throw, in and out. That's his first miss. He's 8 for 8 from the line. No, 7 for 7 at that point. Max Grindy has 24. Spencer with 27. Make it 28 as he hits the second one. So the Irish ended that quarter, third quarter, on a 5-0 run. Now it's 6-0, I think. In the corner to Booker. To Nolan Grindy, also in the corner. He'll shoot the three. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Jackson Gazelle. Gets it to Spencer Green. Irish down by 14 with the ball. Spencer gets it to Maddox Fine in the right corner. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound, Jimenez. Jimenez goes up strong. Way too strong. Nolan Grindy's got it. Spen Jimenez. Nice rebound, but the freshman was way off the mark on the putback. And quickly the other way, they get it to Booker, who lays it in. Irish down 71-55. Into Maddox Fine. Out to Cazell. Up top to Green. Green, three on the way. It bounces out of there. And Malachi Raymond saves it inbounds in front of the Irish bench, but right to Roberts. Now to Nolan Grindy. Back on Green. Green with Bayless. Bayless misses a shot. Rebound Nolan Grindy, and they'll reset. Left elbow Roberts. Back up top to Nolan Grindy. The hustle and the effort are there, but the Irish have not been able to solve the Warriors offensively. But they are a little off this quarter. Nolan Grindy bounces it off his foot, but it goes right to Max Grindy. Now to Bayless. Over to Nolan Grindy in the left corner. And a deep three in the left corner. He's got it. Right in his face was Maddox Filon. You can't defend it any better than that. But the 6'1 freshman hits it over the 5'9 senior. 74-55. Green right corner to Maddox Filon. Three on the way. He's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Timeout DeSales. DeSales trying to compete here. 5:53 to go in the ballgame. Irish down 74-58 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So the Irish boys showing some grit against a team that has been scalding hot through three quarters. And the Irish have the lead. It's down to 16. They had it down to 15 at the end of the quarter. But they're competing on an even footing here in the second half. But that second quarter, getting outscored 24-9, really hurt. Nolan Grindy deep on the right wing. Down low to Max Grindy. Now he finds Bayless. Bayless in the lane. Shot off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Tip. Booker's got it. Raymond knocks it away from him and out of bounds right in front of the ACH bench. The official started to point to the white. He realized he was wrong and reversed his hand.
He wanted to help us.
The Sales just can't find a way to keep the Warriors off the offensive boards, and that is to their credit. Now they get to Max Grindy on the left wing. Now to Nolan Grindy driving up front. Now ball knocked away by Spencer Green on the floor. Green's got it, gets it to Correa, and we got a whistle and a timeout. Timeout, ACH. The Sales has really turned up the defense. That's a positive moving forward. 5:20 to go in the game. Irish down 74-58 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company.
Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Reardon, Washington. Last game of 10 games played over 2 days here at the District 6 tournament. And the Southeast 1B Conference, which is the member, the Irish are a member of, is 9-0 against the Northeast League. But in this ball game here, the one that matters most to us, the number one team in the state, ACH, has been a juggernaut shooting the ball here in Reardon's gymnasium. They lead it 74-58 with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Unofficially, they've hit 12 3-point field goals. Download a Booker, has a ball knocked away. Ball's loose. Raymond, it comes up with a jump ball.
Oh, come on. What? Guy.
Malachi ripped it right away from Booker on the ground. The jump ball arrow is in favor of the Irish.
That's his second call of the whole game.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Oh, well. Possession arrow. We get it back. Green on the drive. Dumps it down low to an open Manning. Filan puts up the shot and in. Spencer Green, a heck of a ball game. Drives through the defense. Manning with a nice finish as the Warriors recovered. They recover very nicely defensively. Irish down by 60-74. 14-point ball game. This is as close as they've been in the second half. Down low to Bayless. Bayless gets it inside. Shot blocked by Green. Loose ball picked up by Raymond. To Green. Back to Manning. Filan behind the defense. They cut him off now. Kick back up top to Green. Catch and shoot three. Got it!
That's
Hank Gordon, Edward Jones three to Sales. Just like that, has it down to 11 points. Spencer Green, 31. Irish down 74-63. And they put the pressure on Nolan Grindy at half court. Trap foul called on to Sales. The Irish boys trying to find their way back into this ball game. The foul on Spencer Green, his first. And they just gave Coach Graham Grindy a bench. What's bench warning mean, Coach Olson?
Next time he gets a tee.
And on the inbound on the sideline, Nolan Grindy just takes it right down the lane and lays it in. A defensive breakdown for the Irish. That was a sideline inbound above the top of the key, and Nolan Grindy just took it right in there. Irish down 76-63. Nolan Grindy on Spencer Green. Spencer kicks it right wing to Filan. Three on the way. He's got it. Maddox Filan hits the three. The Irish are down 10, 76-66. 3:42 to go. Defensive chant. The Sales has made a game out of it. In the left corner to Max Grindy. Head fake. No room to shoot. Drives, kick back to Nolan Grindy. Now to Correa. Swing it over to Booker. Booker with Raymond on him. Right wing pass goes to Bayless. Bayless on the drive, splits the defense, and lays it in.
Can't let him get behind you.
Irish down 78-66. 3 minutes to go. Green dribbling left to right. Defensive champ for the ACH fans. Green on the drive. Finds Manning Filan open underneath. Stripped by Nolan Grindy. And then Raymond and Manning Filan run into each other. Manning was wide open for a second. Put a little head fake, and then Nolan Grindy just took it away from him. Spencer Green had the beautiful pass. We just couldn't finish. Bayless on the drive, and she collides with Maddox Filan. And that's going to be an offensive foul, I think, on Bayless. We'll see. Yes, it is. And Bayless picks up his fourth foul. Irish down 12, 2:55 to go. But if they could have found a way for Manning Filan to finish that a moment ago, it would have been down to single digits. Green in the left corner. Nolan Grindy on him. Up top to Woods. Swing it to Maddox Filan. Three on the way. Up the iron won't go. Rebound Booker. Booker keeps the ball away from Green. Now gets it to Nolan Grindy. And Grindy fouled by Malachi Raymond, who cut him off on the sideline. Across the way. Second foul on Malachi. Rebounding is the deal that the Warriors have consistently beaten Irish on, and of course, three-point shooting. But Maddox Vilent and Spencer Green have hit three here in the fourth quarter. As we got a whistle and a timeout by Graham Grindy. 78-66. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. The Sales got to dig deep. They're looking a little tired, but they're making a great effort here. Coach Wood's got to be proud of that. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Unofficially, the Irish have made 10 three-point field goals. The Warriors have made 12. Irish down 78-66. 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Nolan Grindy at the top of the key. Maddox filing on him. Malachi Raymond, Spencer Green, Manning filing, Cohen Wood on the floor for the Irish. Right corner to Booker. Three on the way. It's an air ball, partially blocked by Raymond. Maddox filing comes up with the loose ball, and then he's fouled from behind by Nolan Grindy. I think that's four team fouls now on the Warriors, unless they've already, no, they've already, maybe it's only three, third team foul. They got that up there quick.
Yeah, I've only got
2:18 to go in the ballgame. DeSales gets it to Green on the left wing. He drives in a little floater off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound, Max Grindy. Now to Nolan Grindy. We're down to 2 minutes to go. Left wing to Max Grindy. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound tip. Malachi Raymond's got it. To Spencer Green. Long pass up court to Maddox Filen. Down to Manning Filen behind the defense. He misses a lay-in. Rebounded by Correa.
Tough
and
guy.
That's a tough one there. As that's about going to... We're down 12 now. They get inside to Booker. Booker trapped on the baseline by Manning Filen. Up top to Correa. Coach Wood is still encouraging his guys. Pass inside to Bayless. Knocked away, he gets it back. Now to Booker. Booker gets around Malachi Raymond and draws the foul. Booker got Malachi in the air and will go to the free throw line. Stops the clock with 1.5 minutes to go. The Sales down 12. They've had a couple of chances to get it to single digits, but it's going to be a tough situation now for the Irish. Booker misses the first free throw. Jimenez checks in for Manning Filen. Manning, a 5'10 post player, battling the taller players inside. He's found some room to shoot a couple times lately, but didn't get it. Booker hits one of two. Irish down 79-66. Up court to Green. Green drives on Nolan Grindy. Cut off. Spins inside. Kick out to Maddox. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Nolan Grindy. Lead back up to 13 points. Irish had it down to 10, but now the Warriors stretching it back out here at the end of the ballgame. Nolan Grindy on the drive. 81 points for the Warriors. 1 minute to go in the ballgame. Jimenez gives it off to Malachi or to Maddox Filen. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Bayless. Out left to Max Grindy. Pass into front court to Nolan Grindy. To Booker. Booker splits two defenders. Misses a shot. Rebound Bayless, who lays it in. And the Warriors have stretched it back out to 17 points. Green on the drive. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Jimenez puts it back in. Jimenez, first basket of the ball game. Well, the Sales boys will take the number 2 seed from District 6 into the ball game. They're into the state tournament next week at state regionals. Timeout, Graham Grindy. That'll give both coaches a chance to put in the substitutes. And the Irish got it down to 10 with a little over 2 minutes to go, but now the Warriors have stretched it back out. We'll keep it here as they're just calling a timeout to substitute players in. So ACH will go to 22-1. The Irish will fall to 20-4. Their 13-game winning streak is snapped. The Warriors will extend their winning streak to 16 games. So Caleb Bingham, Nick Quaddle, Dominic Fazari, Jake Warwick, and Tice Wood will check in. The Warriors have Brody Pitts, 5'8 junior, who played earlier in the ball game, along with a guy with the ball now, Cade Cartenson, a freshman. Cartenson drives left side on Tyce Wood, who's also a freshman. Back out top, it goes to Edwards, another freshman. So four freshmen and a junior on the floor for the Warriors. Pass down low to Elder. Elder, no room to shoot. Shot clock at four. Pitts, double dribble, trying to find room to shoot. He hit the three. The ACH fans love it, but he traveled first. Wood gets it in the front court to Warwick.
Shoot it, Jake.
Warwick with 5 seconds to go. Pass inside to Bingham. Knocked away. Pitts has it. Pitts will come the other way, and that's the ball game. So Elmira Cooley Heartline, for the second year in a row, defeats DeSales in the District 6 championship game. This year, it's 83-68. We'll be right back with the totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, the trophy presentation, Elmira Cooley Heartline Warriors boys team, number one ranked team in the state, and they showed it. They beat DeSales 83-68, the only Northeast team to win in 10 games in this District 6 tournament. The Southeast team won the first nine, but the ACH Warriors take home the hardware for the District 6 tournament, beating the Irish 83-68. It was a big offensive explosion by both teams in the first quarter. Each team scored on their first three possessions of the ball game. In the first couple minutes of the ball game, the Sales led throughout the whole first quarter until the last basket, as the Warriors took a 24-22 lead heading into the first quarter break. The Warriors stayed hot. The Irish did not. The Warriors made one, two, three more Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Got points from four different players. The Sales, no player with more than one field goal in the second quarter. They were outscored 24-9, trailed by as many as 20 points, down 17 at the half, 48-31. A back-and-forth third quarter. Spencer Green had 16 third-quarter points to try to keep the Irish in it. The Irish outscored the Warriors 23-21 in the third quarter to get within 15 heading into the final 8 minutes at 69-54. DeSales got it down to 10 Maddox Filan hit a couple. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Spencer hit another three-pointer. The Irish had the ball, I think, once down 10, and they had a couple good looks inside that might have got it to single digits. But then in the final minute and a half, the Irish just ran out of gas, and the Warriors stretched it back out to 15. Each team scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. So it was that second quarter, and just great shooting by the Warriors all but game long, and the rebounding. The Warriors definitely had the advantage on second chance and third chance opportunities. We'll be back with a look at individual totals and talk about the consequences of this ball game and what we're going to be looking forward to this coming weekend as state regional basketball starts next weekend. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the Reardon Gymnasium starts to empty out. They hosted 10 games over 2 days. And the Irish boys can't find a way to get an answer to slow down the Warriors' offense as the Irish give up their most points they've given up all season by a lot. I couldn't find my stat on this, but the average that the Irish have given up defensively this season is right around 50 points. And they just about gave that up at halftime, trailing 48-31. Much better in the second half as they hold the ACH to 35 second half points. Actually outscored them 37-35 in the second half. But that second quarter, can't take that away. Can't take all those threes away that they made. 12 three-point field goals for the Warriors by four different players, as they were tough. Let's look at the stats for the ACH Warriors under head coach Graham Grindy. 22-1, ranked number one in the state. And I'm sure that's where they'll be when they seed the teams in the state bracket tomorrow, as they played the part for sure as the number one team in the state. Coach Grindy got all his guys in the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players. 5 of them scored. They're 5 starters, and every starter was in double figures. 10 points for Nolan Grindy. He had 7 in the fourth quarter when the Irish were trying to make that final comeback. 13 for Caden Correa. Correa hit 3. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3s. 15 points for Tucker Bayless. The 6'2 junior scored in every quarter. He was tough inside, kept a lot of plays alive. And then the top two scorers, Josh Booker, 21 points, a 6-foot senior, he hit three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and then he could also go underneath the basket, get offensive rebounds. He could post up. The 6 foot senior, very talented player. And then leading the Warriors in scoring, Max Grindy, the 6 foot four junior, 24 points. He had four Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, eight in the first quarter, nine in the second quarter, seven more in the third quarter. He did not score in the fourth quarter. He combined in two games last year, he scored 20 points against the Irish in a district championship game and a state tournament semifinal game. And 20 points in two games last year, 24 in this one alone. So he was very tough on the Irish. They have a lot of weapons. They are 3 for 5 from the free throw line. They didn't go to the free throw line very much as they were shooting from long range, bombs away, and then inside post moves with not a lot of contested effort from the Irish defense. So maybe a little more physical by the Irish if they meet again. And as I mentioned several times, out 12 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes made in the game for the Warriors. For DeSales, Coach Wood, a respectable team, a respectable 68 points. They had 22 in the first quarter, 23 in the third quarter, but just 9 there in the second quarter and then 14 in that fourth quarter. Coach Wood got all his players in the ballgame as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them score points, but only 2 get into double figures. 2 for Mateo Jimenez, 3 for Jackson Gazelle, 6 for Cohen Wood, 8 for Malachi Raymond. Malachi had 2 fourth quarter Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, but just 1 field goal after that. He had those in that first quarter. 12 for Maddox Filan, all on Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and then Spencer Green. What a ball game. Spencer, 9 first quarter points, including a free throw with 1:26 to go in the first quarter for his 8th point of the ball game and the 2,000th point of his career. He would have 2 more in the second quarter and a big second quarter with 16 points and 4 more in the fourth quarter. Spencer had 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. He was 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He leads all scorers with 31 points. So long 31 minus 8 is?
Player of the game.
Well, he's the 31 minus 8 is 23, right?
Or 2023.
Yeah, you were talking about that. I tried to set you up for that one.
Thank you.
So Spencer sitting on 2,023 points for his career, an extremely impressive accomplishment by that young man. And the Irish fans presented him with a poster commemorating that moment before the team went in at halftime. And the Irish played a very good second half, but that just could not overcome the hot, hot shooting by the Warriors, the really good offensive rebounding, which is correctable. The Irish got to find a way to correct that. And just couldn't dig out of that hole, being down 17 at the half. DeSales goes 8 of 9 at the free throw line, all by Spencer Green. And 22 three-point field goals between the two clubs.
Wow.
Well, hopefully the Irish can bottle that up. We'll see how the bracket plays out. Maybe we'll meet the Warriors in the championship game at the state tournament. We'll see what happens. Hey, it's a very fun time of year, so here's what's going to happen. All the district tournaments finish up tonight. We have most of the final scores in. So at the end of the night, there will be 20 teams across the state that qualify for the state regional bracket. The northwest corner of the state will be represented by 7 schools. We know that Nia Bay and Summit Classic Christian are in. Muckleshoot Tribal and Concordia Christian Academy are in. Lummi Nation is playing Tulalip Heritage for first and second place. Lummi Nation, the defending state champion. Tulalip Heritage, a team the Irish lost to by 2 points. In District 4 in Southwest Washington, 3 teams qualified for the bracket. Willapa Valley, Wakayakum, and Columbia Adventist. Wakayakum was the district champion there. And then District 5, the middle part of the state, that tournament played in Wenatchee. Moses Lake Christian won that district tournament, 55-29 over Oroville. Moses Lake Christian gave the Irish their first loss of the season back at the Christmas tournament. And then their other qualifier from District 5, Eniat, is in the state tournament bracket. And from District 6, we have seven teams that have qualified. Top to bottom, Almira Cooley Heartline, the number one seed. DeSales, the number two seed. Liberty Christian, the number three seed. They beat Wellpinit, who's the number four seed. And the Touche boys beat Selkirk in a loser out game yesterday, 62-53. Touche's boys will take a fifth seed into the seeding committee meetings tomorrow. Sunnyside Christian beat Inchilliam 78-39. They'll also be listed as a fifth seed. And Garfield Palouse beat Northport 74-67. So the Southeast 1B League is very well represented. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7 teams from our district. Six of the state qualifiers are from the Southeast 1B League. That's impressive, Lon.
It is very impressive.
Did you get any more scores before we sign off?
No, they're slow at still bringing them in.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a fun time of year. So what will happen is tomorrow morning, WIA has a seating committee that involves representatives from each district. They'll look at the computer RPI rankings, but those aren't the only factor. They're a big part of it. And DeSales will probably maintain their number five ranking. ACH, of course, will maintain their number one ranking. And then the top eight teams will play each other next weekend in regional tournaments across the state. And win or lose those single games, those top eight teams will advance to Spokane. And then if you are the bottom four teams, 17, 18, 19, or 20th seeds, they have to win a play-in game. I think usually those games are played on Tuesday. And then the four survivors of those games will play the 9 through 16 seeds in a loser-out game. So bottom line is 16 teams will end up in Spokane. I bet 20 teams will get seeded into the initial bracket, and that'll happen tomorrow. You could go on the WIAA website and find that state tournament bracket probably sometime tomorrow afternoon. The Irish boys will be in it. They didn't get this win. They're down. They lose it. They go into state regionals with a 20-4 record. The congratulations to Spencer Green, obviously our Dairy Queen player of the game. 2,000-point total hit in the first quarter. He's now at 2,023 with a 31-point effort, and he's our Dairy Queen player of the game. And with that, Lon, do you have anything else before we head home from Reardon?
No. Well, it was our first. We had a good first and third quarter, and that belonged to us and Spencer, of course. And Spencer hung us in there we got it down to 10 points.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, and then we gave him some cheapies when we were trying to play catch up. So, yeah. I think we're within 10 points. We lost to, who did we lose to by 10 points early on?
Moses Lake Christian, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was. So, no one has blown us out. So.
Yeah. Well, the coach in me comes out quite often, especially when we're sitting here close to the court. We played up at Garpal last week, we got up on Garpal, and then Garpal's kids, other than the Collier kid, I really felt Garpal's kids kind of gave up the ghost, and we rolled them. We beat them by 30 points. And the sales boys, nothing was really going right. Some of it was our own fault, not blocking out well enough on the offensive, keeping the Warriors off the offensive boards. But sometimes you just got to tip your hat to a really good team, and they are a really good team. And they hit a lot of threes. Everything was going for them all game long. Our guys could have said, you know what, it's not our night, and they could have folded their tent. But, yeah, they've got it down to 10 points and about 2.5 minutes to go and had a chance to score inside a couple times and couldn't do it. But the character and the effort was there. Just the end result wasn't what we wanted, but we certainly lived to play another day. So congratulations to the Irish on placing second in the district and qualifying for the state tournament for the fifth year in a row. With that, this is Mike Spees on behalf of Lon Olson, thanking you for listening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. I keep mentioning it. We're now in that state tournament setting, and expenses to broadcast the games just keep going up, up, and up, and our sponsors make it possible for us to broadcast these games for you. And the best way to thank them is to patronize their businesses. And great job back to the studio by Gabe. And with that, we'll send you back to the studios at 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.